What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
We look at the Trademark Act on this week's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anthros Campbell. The government is working to make Jamaica attractive for doing business. Part of the process is regulating how trademarks can be used.
It was important to protect persons who the country sought to attract to invest in Jamaica, that they will be assured of protection for their trademarks and for their brands, as well as to protect the brands and the trademarks of local Jamaican entrepreneurs, manufacturers and traders who also deserve protection from their brands and trademarks being copied or passed off as belonging to other persons.
Manager Trademarks, Designs and Geographical Indications Directorate, Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, JIPO, Marcus Goff. The Trademark Act is important in ensuring consumers can differentiate between products and business operators. But how is this done?
Persons are able to use distinctive signs which they can represent to consumers as being their mark, which they can put on their goods and their services, to be able to distinguish their goods and their services from other competitors in the marketplace. That each person would have rights in their own signs, their own brands, to be able to fairly trade and compete.
Trademark registration carries several benefits, including legal protection in some instances.
No one else will be able to apply to JIPO to register a trademark which is similar or identical to an already registered trademark, so that's a form of protection. The Trademarks Act provides for exclusive rights for trademark owners to use their trademark in the course of trade, and therefore stipulates that anyone who uses a trademark without authorization of the trademark owner commits an infringement of a trademark. And also, unauthorized use of a person's trademark can be a crime in certain circumstances.
So what are some of the penalties if someone uses your trademark without your consent?
Upon conviction, if it's before the resident magistrate court, it's a fine not exceeding $1 million or to a term of imprisonment up to 12 months along with a fine. If it's in the circuit court, the Supreme Court, then you can get a term of imprisonment up to 5 years. Similar offenses are established for persons who make a product that can copy trademark. So if you're copying trademark by photocopy, or you make a false stamp and seal to, you know, falsely apply a trademark, if you have any such material in your possession, you can also be liable to a trademark offense.
To register your trademark with JIPO, you will need the TM1 form. On the form, you'll have 45 international classes for goods and services from which to choose. When submitting your application, remember to attach more than one copies of the trademark you want protected. Mr. Goff advises persons to do a preliminary search of the trademark's register to ensure that what they're applying for is available.
The trademark will then be examined by the examiners here. If it is acceptable, in terms of it is not forbidden by any legal provision or it is not conflicting with any earlier mark, then it will then proceed to be published in the Trademarks Journal, where it has to be published for a 2-month period to allow persons who may want to challenge it to do so within a 2-month period.
If there's no challenge during that 2-month period, then the trademark may proceed to registration in JIPO's trademark register. Registration starts at $7,800. This covers one trademark in one class. Then it's $2,200 for each additional class. Once the mark is accepted, a final registration fee of $10,000 is due. Remember, protect your brand by getting your trademarks registered. Special thanks to Manager Trademarks, Design and Geographical Indications Directorate, Jamaica Intellectual Property Office, Marcus Goff. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. For producer and studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Anthros Campbell. Take good care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.